we want to avoid human chaos, we need to be less insular. This is Mega Maker, episode 42. Hey folks, how's it going? Justin Jackson here. It's November 10th, 2016, a few days after the U.S. presidential election. And the United States, I'm Canadian, but the United States has new president. And the results were surprising to me, and I'm not gonna lie, I was disappointed. People might be surprised how many Canadians care about U.S. politics. We watched all the debates. We definitely stayed up on election night and waited for the results. And I realize that people listening to this are all over the map politically. But in Canada, as a majority, the majority of people do not trust Trump and are definitely worried about the results. Having kind of a self-proclaimed bully next door is not the best thing for our sovereignty. But anyway, I have not got much work done the past couple days, and was finally able to sit down and kind of write out some of my thoughts last night, and it resulted in a blog post you can find at justinjackson.ca/progress. And I'm going to read it to you right now, because in this moment, it's the only thing I can really think of doing, because I'm not quite ready to get back to making things yet. So, again, I hope that no matter what your political affiliation, that you'll be able to identify with some of this. Here we go. You know, every single one of us wants a better life. There's not one person listening to this that isn't striving for more. And in some ways, it might be the reason you're listening to this podcast is because you want to make progress in your life. Now, for many people, a better life just means having a warm meal and maybe a roof over their head. And others, like us, dream of building our own businesses. Some folks want to travel the world. This yearning for a better tomorrow is what drives our behavior. It gives us ambition. It pushes us to overcome obstacles. But eventually, many of us, all of us, will run into a wall we just can't climb over. It's when we stop making progress. And the longer we struggle without progress, the more frustration we feel. And if you stay stuck too long, your frustration turns into desperation. Desperate people do not make good decisions. Christy Matta, reporting for Psych Central, writes, "With increasing stress, our brains are wired to discount factual information and to rely heavily on emotional experiences." You know, sometimes people come together to tackle a common struggle. Alcoholics Anonymous is a positive example of how a group can help its members achieve a better life. Many entrepreneurs join a chamber of commerce or a mastermind for similar reasons, to make progress in collaboration with others. But the same ills that affect the individual can also impact a community. When progress is no longer being made, the common struggle gives way to shared frustration. And if they stay stuck too long, their frustration turns into desperation. Desperate communities do not make good decisions either. And I think the cure for desperation is deliverance. Beyond mere hope, people need help overcoming the obstacles in their lives. They need a bridge, a way of getting back on the path of progress. And when you look at society through this lens, a few things become clear. Society is made up of individuals who are trying to make progress in their lives. The best way to understand people who aren't like you is to acknowledge the obstacles they face. The frustration a group feels is a multiple of how long they've struggled to make progress. And left unabated, an individual's frustration will turn to desperation. And desperation often causes humans to act impulsively. And impulsive behavior is often destructive. In The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald wrote, "The more economic suffering people endure, the angrier and more bitter they get, the easier it is to direct their anger to scapegoats." If we want to avoid human chaos, we need to be less insular. We can't focus on making progress in our lives at the expense of others. I think this is especially true for those of us who work in technology. There are consequences to automating tasks that previously provided jobs and progress for millions of people. You know, there's a great tweet I'm going to have in the show notes that shows the most common jobs by state. And right now, the most common job for many states is truck driver. And the threat of self-driving cargo trucks is a very real possibility. The technology's already been worked on. The tech culture has wrongly assumed that progress means innovation. But people don't care about faster processors, smarter algorithms, or automated machines. They just want a better life. So I'm going to end it there. And I'll be back next week with more traditional fare. But this seems like a good time to just stop for today. This theme music is striker-metal.com. Podcast is hosted on simplecast.fm. I'm Justin Jackson. You can reach out on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin. And you can find that blog post at justinjackson.ca/progress. There will also be show notes up at megamaker.co/42. All right, folks. Heavy times we're living in. Lots to wrestle with. Treat each other well out there. See you next Friday.